For VWA, monitoring, mobile.
KM4VWA, W4DJW, monitoring, not mobile. No, you never came. I came back to you. You never came back to me.
This thing shifted bands. Okay, I'm back. No, what I said was, is it's hot. It's real hot. Remember that movie, Good Morning Vietnam, with Robin Williams, when he said it's hot? It's dang hot out here. It's supposed to be 100 on Wednesday, so as much as I'd love to go, I ain't going flying Wednesday, brother.
Well, I saw it was going to get up 92 today, so I knocked the temperature control inside upstairs and downstairs down by a degree early this morning to let it get a head start. So it's still plenty chilly in here, but I know it's not going to last all day. I know it's going to get hot after a while.
What, even inside?
Yeah. Yeah, but when it gets up into the 90s, it starts overwhelming the upstairs air conditioner. It starts getting to where it can't keep up, so it slips by a handful of degrees.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm fortunate. I'm very fortunate. I don't have that problem on my single level, so I can turn that thing down to a meat locker, and it'll keep me happy. No, we generally keep it about 71 or 70, and it does it. It works great.
Well, we usually keep the upstairs about 74 and the downstairs at 70. Because it's a lot easier to do the downstairs, so it can get it down lower a lot easier. Otherwise, upstairs, you got to give it a break. Okay. It'd be running all the time. When they replaced my roof, they didn't put one of those vents in the top, so it gets really hot in the attic. You know what I'm talking about? The vent that goes along the apex of the roof? And it won't unkey. I have this problem every now and then. Hang on, I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Heck, what'd you have, a sticky key?
Well, the key is on a Windows desktop, but it's running through the network through to a Linux server. And somehow it gets tripped up. I press the button, or I double press, or I do something that gets it messed up. I haven't figured out what it is yet. So I have to just kill the window and then open a new one, and then everything works fine. So I guess I should take time to figure out what's going on there.
Ones and zeros get psychoactric every now and then. So, yeah, I've already done all my work for the day, and I am headed back to the house, and I am going to sit there and absorb as much of that 70 degrees as I possibly can.
You don't have any work to do on any airplanes or anything like that?
Cave dialed down to about 70 also. It's nice and cool in there. Hey, you know what? That reminds me. I picked up my mall, and somehow or another, you know how cheap those servos are from Horizon Hobby. Well, we flew it the last time, and it did just beautifully. Well, I got the airplane out and was going to fly it Friday morning, and I got gears stripped on that cheap servo, and I can't remember even bumping it on anything. So I have some 9-gram metal gear servos, and I am going to put those into that jewel. I'm just wondering. Well, no, I've answered my own question. It should be close, but it's not going to be really close on the trims. I was thinking if I put those new servos in and used the same control arms and ran those out to the control surfaces and didn't change the length, I should be pretty much same. But it's not going to be exactly the same, is it?
No. No, you're not. There's no way you're going to avoid trimming. You're still going to... It'd be good if you knew where they were positioned before you started and just try to get it close to that. But different number of teeth on different quantities of gears for different from one servo to another. It's and different spline, where the spline is located, is in a different location. You know, I wouldn't say, but one thing I am curious about is that Maul is a pretty big airplane. I don't know that 9 grams is enough of a servo to handle it.
The specs call for it. That's what's been on it all along. And apparently I bumped an aileron. I don't even see a mark on the aileron on that side where it got bumped. But, you know, I got teeth missing off of that plastic-driven servo. So like I said, I'm going to go ahead and switch out both wing aileron servos and go to steel gears. And that way I should get some sort of modicum of durability, don't you think?
I don't know. Just because they came with those 9 grams doesn't mean 9 grams is enough to do what you need to do with it. It might be marginal with 9 grams, and that it strips servos every now and then. I don't think they put a whole lot of work into figuring out what the best performance over a long period of time is going to be. Not like they used to, you know, like 20, 30 years ago. You had some really nice servos that would last 10 years and had like 20 to 30 inch ounces of torque, or 90 inch ounces of torque for the high performance ones. Those, you're fairly certain they're going to last a while. Those cost you between $30 and $100 a piece, too. So, not $5 a piece. So, I'm just saying, just think about that before you put a 9 gram servo in there. You might be a lot better off to put something that's a little more substantial because that airplane's so big.
That's a thought. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give the steel gears a run, see how they do. And you know, if they're slow or if they lag or they bump and bounce, then I'll just go ahead and, but you know, the other consideration is I don't think that wing is cut for a larger servo. I'm not sure I could get a larger one in there unless I cut it up.
Well, they do make flat wing servos, and I think they probably boosted those 9 grams to make a version of it that would fit those other servos, so that you could just plug and play. But the first time I ever saw a 9-gram servo was on flight tests, where they have those, which is where the Bloody Wonder came from, and all those other Red Baron type, you know, foam board with paper on each side of the foam board kind of airplanes. That's the first time, you know, those airplanes that weigh less than a half a pound, or a pound maybe at the most. And that... that Maul probably weighs at least 5 to 7 pounds, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, just today's garbage knowledge, I did find out that the brown paper coating on the foam that they use on the new flight test stuff, apparently the white was a problem with the things coming apart. Brown craft that they put on the paperboard now is not waterproof, but water resistant.
W4DJW. Well, yeah, we know the other stuff is not. I've proven that just by one landing on an early morning where there is still water on the grass, when it's still dew on the grass. And that water splashed up on there, and those vertical fins warped in a hurry.
Well, either here or there, I need to figure out where they're getting that brown craft board. I guess I could get it from up at Hobbytown. It's still pretty cheap, even from those guys. So, well, I'm not going to hog up the repeater. I'm just going to head on to the barn and... soak up some coal and watch some reruns of Blue Bloods and take it easy the rest of the day. So, you have fun, big guy. And Who knows? Maybe this heat will break someday and we'll get to go back out. So, K and 4, VWA, I'll be clear after you final.
Okay, well, enjoy your afternoon. Good talking to you. Catch you later. Yeah, maybe we'll get to go flying later on in the week. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear.